Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. If the election for the Massachusetts Senate seat were held today, it would be a nail-biter. Senator Scott Brown and his likely Democratic opponent Elizabeth Warren are in a virtual tie. That's the latest from a new WBUR poll released today.
Now, the Senate primary isn't until September, and Warren has not yet clinched the nomination, but she is seen as the current frontrunner among Democratic candidates. And in recent polls that put her head-to-head with Brown, she has held a slight lead until now.
The poll shows that voters identify Scott Brown with the middle class more than they do Elizabeth Warren. And while voters believe they both understand the needs of the middle class, voters give an edge to Brown when it comes to knowing how to get the economy moving.
In a few minutes, we're going to dive deeper into what this new poll says about the state of mind of the Massachusetts middle class. And listeners, we want to hear from you.
What do you feel? Do you feel that the Massachusetts middle class is in peril? What issues matter most to middle class voters? And who in this race is best equipped to handle them? You can give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK.
But first, a little political analysis. We're joined now by Steve Cozzella. He's president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, and they conducted the survey for WBUR. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you.
Also with us is Paul Watanabe. He's a political science professor at UMass Boston. Professor Watanabe, welcome back to you.
Good afternoon. So,
Steve, give us just the top line of these numbers. What do they say about Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren?
Well, as you said, the race right now is very close. It's a three-point race right now, with Warren polling 46% of likely voters and Scott Brown 43%. The biggest change since the last WBUR poll that we conducted back in September is that Elizabeth Warren is much better known than she was at that time.
Okay. And Professor Watanabe, so in this hypothetical race between Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren, a virtual tie, as Steve Cozzella tells us, your thoughts?
That's true, and I think it's not news that the race is close. I think most people have thought that it was going to tighten up after Elizabeth Warren got into the race, and it truly has. I do believe that the poll shows some other interesting things in terms of favorability, the views of unenrolled voters, which is absolutely central in this race, and some other aspects that were touched by this poll, I think, are interesting.
And those other aspects being those favorable or unfavorable ratings?
Yeah, first of all, on the favorable unfavorables, I think on balance, this is good news for Scott Brown. He's perceived as highly favorable by about half of the people who were polled, Elizabeth Warren by about 40%. But most importantly, amongst, again, that very critical group of unenrolled voters, which in Massachusetts, at least in terms of party registration, is the largest group, they hold a significantly favorable view of Scott Brown. And that's, at least on that particular score, that's encouraging news for Brown.
Hmm. And as Steve Cozzella told us, this is the first poll that's been issued where Elizabeth Warren had higher name recognition than she did maybe in the early weeks and months of her campaign. Do you hazard to guess a trend as whether or not continued increasing name recognition could shift these numbers slightly?
Well, it can, but it can do it in different directions. Sometimes when somebody like Elizabeth Warren jumps in, sometimes people, the polls show that you're never more popular than the day in which you first announce your candidacy. And Warren has been particularly popular from the very beginning. For somebody who's never run for office before, somebody who's relatively unknown, she had relatively high name recognition. Now, as that has grown, it has not meant that it has that the particular favorables have remained consistently high. They've moved in both directions.
Mm. And WBUR also asked voters about their feelings regarding the presidential race. President Barack Obama comes out with a 60% favorable rating. Any evidence that the presidential race might have an effect here in Massachusetts on our Senate race?
Yes, Meg. Now, I thought that's one of the most interesting things about the poll. polls, because in this year it is a presidential race as opposed to when Scott Brown ran the first time. There's going to be a much larger electorate. And when you look at the results of this poll, Obama's very high favorables amongst the two most important constituencies in Massachusetts, Democrats, of course, but the unenrolled are very high. So it raises the question of whether there might be some positive coattails for Elizabeth Warren. On the other hand, when you look at Romney, who's the most likely to be the nominee, his unfavorables, again amongst Democrats, unsurprisingly, but among the unenrolled are also very high. Mm. And it raises the question of whether Romney might be a drag on Scott Brown.
Paul Watanabe is a professor of political science at UMass Boston. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you.